Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to .NET Radio. And I want to apologize for coming in about a minute, 26 seconds late. What happened is I had done a video earlier. My computer is thinking that we were still hooked up and we had to be hooked up and yada yada. That was indeed not the case. See, got the show rolling now. I just texted that to our good buddy Romeo Hill, maybe joining us, who had a really show. If you go to the Scott Hum channel on YouTube, you can see him discussing Heavy Duty Country, Upchurch, Ryan Upchurch, and their goings on in the pop culture element known as hip hop. Yeah, I think it is. It is called hip hop, isn't it? Bring everybody in. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you,
good.
Scott.
Yeah. What is it called that you did your show yesterday on? It was Upchurch and Heavy Duty Country.
Oh, It was called Figuring Out Heavy Duty Country versus Ryan Upchurch.
And what was interesting, though, you started talking about some of the elements of fame as you've experienced them, too. It was one of your videos. What's it like to be famous, or in your case, infamous?
I've got a little fame, but not as much as yours. But the fame that I have, it can be very difficult sometimes in certain parts of a situation where you kind of just don't want to be known for that whole entire day, but people know that you are going to be there and you always show up and you do things. So it's kind of hard to sometimes deal with because it can entwine with your own personal. And so it can get very difficult.
Well, you know what else?
Sometimes.
It's fun sometimes. Well, you know what can be... what can be also fun is an ex-porn star. And this is a story that I've just got... You know, we usually do news, but I mean, I'm in the mood today just to have a fun time with everything. We have a friend of ours who's largely confined to a... because of mobility issues, a wheelchair type of vehicle. And I won't give his name, but I have a feeling this guy might enjoy the news about Jenna Jameson, ex-porn, released from a hospital for almost 2 months as they're running tests, but in a wheelchair. So I think she might be very exciting for, we'll just say, William. That's all we're going to do. How's that for tantalizing?
That was perfect.
Oh, my God. You almost went into an impression.
Almost.
Yeah. Here's some general news. If you don't know it, you need to know it. Okay, first of all, guys, Russia and or the Ukraine is alleged. It may just be floating a bit of, and Romeo, I'm curious what you think about this, a little bit of paranoia and hysteria out. They're thinking that cyber attacks may be going on. So, you know, if your water suddenly stops or your browser goes on the fritz, well, you know, hey, it might be Russia or the Ukraine or maybe just fictional. Do you think it's fictional? Do you think that because we've got such a strong, president, the Russia or Ukraine countries thereof might want to screw around with our infrastructure on the internet?
I mean, honestly, in my opinion, what good would it do? I mean, if they're going to look at our computers, I guess maybe the thing that they would probably find on most young kids' computers today is porn and computer games and stuff like that. So I don't really have any idea what general information would find if it was being done. Now, again, we're using the word alleged, but if allegedly it was happening, then how can we prove it's Russia or Ukraine? Because again, VPN can be change sporadically.
Oh, yeah.
Think
oh,
about
yeah.
like all there are these groups, and we're not going to name them, but they're pretty far out there group. Like they're extremist groups. They have a way to where they will ping VPN from one point to another to make it look like it's not coming from their direct actual location, but pin it to another country. So I wouldn't be surprised that other countries could do it, like Russia or Ukraine, but I would have to find more evidence that could articulate why they were doing it and what the probable or what the cause would be for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, crime in it, we even have a link to one of them. Trying to see what it is. If you go to rightwingmedia.net and then click on the internet resources listing, I can't even give it. And I'm the geek who put this together. Oh, here we go. Tor, T-O-R browser, which does exactly what Romeo was saying and actually will conspicuously dump your internet transaction or transmission, both of them actually, into somewhere around the other side of the world and then shunt it, that's hard to say after a few beverages, into 3 to 4 different locations around the world as well while it's traveling. I'm not saying that Tor browser, by the way, done maliciously, but or with negative intent, but it's always possible people can use that and other tools. Speaking of tools, the Daily Beast brought out, and this I think actually goes with the next story, speaking of tools, white supremacists plotted power grid attacks to start a race war, the feds say. But the feds are also saying at this point, and this is according to Reuters, the Biden team sees progress shifting economic gains to poor. Why are we needing to spend more tax dollars for the poor?
Say what now, Stan?
Yeah. Well, right now I'm looking at Yahoo, and this is a Reuters published article about 5 hours ago, and I quote a little, poor Americans are seeing the benefit from strong U.S. economic growth. Gee, that's the Biden administration said on Wednesday, citing research suggesting the COVID stimulus and other measures may ease inequality. That is such a freaking crock of ridiculous. I mean, poor Americans are getting the same amount as mid-scale Americans and rich Americans. So the net growth from the COVID stimulus checks and so on should be not any different. And, you know, that's just absurd. And the Biden administration is saying that this is other measures may have eased inequality. How, if everybody's under the same umbrella and nobody's getting wet, why would you go, well, it's not raining as well? You know, Romeo, you get what I'm getting at?
It's like shouting fire in a movie theater when there is no fire.
Yeah.
Why is this said?
This
is just, I swear, I'm about to give up on just everyone, because everyone nowadays has gotten to a point where if you don't align with their belief, or it's okay to shout fire when there's no fire in a burning building. Come on, guys. I mean, oh, did I just say the Biden thing? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. In the famous words of Joe Biden, really don't need that. This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And, well, what's even more ridiculous, your favorite Raggedy Ann, Jen Psaki, according to National Review a couple hours ago, she intends to leave the White House. Okay. She intends to leave the White House this year and may host on Mainstream News Network. Mainstream News Network. A mainstream. Oh, I thought they were creating a new one. Let's see. According to the article, for much of February, representatives from CNN and MSNBC backing for a primetime slot as on-air talent. This was told to Puck News. Let's put it this way, guys. This is not my first media rodeo. This is not Romeo's first media rodeo. CNN is in crisis. I mean, ever since Jeff Zucker left as their CEO, they don't, ratings-wise, because he was the guru, not just business manager, but a promoter, developer. I mean, the last brilliant guy I saw who was in their position of running a network and or its promotions was Steve Somer in the 1980s in NBC. He had a doctorate, if I'm not mistaken, to be sure. Steve Somer... education. I'm pretty sure he did. Somer education. There we go. And his degree was a master's or doctorate in Shakespeare studies. Come on. I mean, I doubt if CNN or MSNBC has anybody with a master's or doctorate, at least in something that makes you think. journalism doesn't make you think as if you trust me. I got a year's worth of master's work, and that didn't make me think. It made me question a lot of things. Professor going, his favorite answer was, well, that all depends, you know. But would you watch a channel that hires Raggedy Ann from you? See, he probably would, you know. Here's some other stories that are going on crazy. And when he comes back, I'm going to bug him with that question because he doesn't like her very much. Just so. China and the Olympics. I mean, come on. The way that Chinese skaters primarily have been dirty, allegedly dirty, and other things going on. I mean, what athletes from around the world who contracted or may have contracted COVID being given very bad. I mean, normally when I go to a Chinese restaurant, I mean, it's good stuff. I mean, you know, you got the buffets, you've got the fine restaurants. They got the equivalent of garbage. And here's something. The Daily Advertiser talk about groping. Here's why Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Louisiana Friday to highlight, and I'm quoting, investment in high-speed internet through a $1.2 trillion Infrastructure Act. And this was told to the USA Today Network. So she's just touting internet access for people. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see some of the other things that are going on. Let's go over to rightwingmedia.net for a second and tell you about some of the things going on there. But first, how about this message?
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today. It's what the Legion's all about. From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
And you're back with rightwingmedia.net radio. Scott Hum with Romeo Hill kicking back. Romeo had a really great show. I mean, he does news, but he also does pop culture. And he was talking yesterday about the heavy-duty country feud that's going on with Ryan Upchurch and the Ryan Upchurch feud that's going on with heavy-duty country. Same thing, but you get the idea. Involves a producer and a whole bunch of allegations. But you can hear his show. Just go to rightwingmedia.net, and we've also got the link to a really cool video for those of you who are visually inclined or visually impaired. Boy, that sounded callous, but you get the idea. What does sound callous, but is actually a good idea, according to Yahoo Entertainment, Kyle Rittenhouse is going to sue Whoopi Goldberg and other politicians, celebrities, and athletes who called him a white supremacist and so on. During his trial, I've got to clarify, Romeo, we're not lawyers, but there comes a really awkward area between fair comment that's a trained journalist can say, or defamation, especially when there is malice, which
intent.
Yeah, the intent, which you can, some would argue, see, especially when it's on television, based on the delivery, the verbal delivery, the seeming aggressiveness and so on. I mean, I bet, now tell me what you think if I'm wrong, I bet they're going to get some nonverbal and verbal and communication specialists, some people who have masters and doctorates in general speech communication. They're going to say, oh, yeah, based on that sound clip, oh, based on that gesture, and they're going to say, yeah, Whoopi was being mean, or that athlete was being mean, or that celebrity, etc. What do you think?
Honestly, here's where we go down to the Constitution of the First Amendment. Under the First Amendment, you do have freedom, but there is a degree with being facetious, or being like what Whoopi did, kind of going into that malice, very intent, malice with intent of being very vile about slandering somebody. Now, Kyle, normally, I would say he's not in a public figure. Excuse me. He was originally, he was not a public figure. He was just a average comedian.
I'm sorry. That was our one of our cleaning people. But go ahead.
So when it comes down to it, Kyle was not a public figure or a mild or personal public figure like I am. So the way that it goes down to this as a journalist, because he is a private figure, he has right for he faced for malicious or malice intent against him and his name, because he is not a public figure that can be bashed. But yes, you can bash anyone, but to a degree, because he's just a kid in the courtroom facing a whole bunch of possible allegations that were against him that were pretty heavily just weaponized against him. And so I think he does have every right to sue if he wishes. And I think that Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm going to say this, she has privilege. Her privilege of being a famous big mouth woman that can go off and say this and this about white people. And then when it turns around where somebody says, well, are you kind of judging them according to how you act or how you what you believe in? And it becomes the race part. So this had nothing with race. Race was nothing included. The people that Kyle shot for what they were trying to do to him, and somebody having a gun at him saying, I'm going to mother effing kill you in Kyle's face, would definitely instigate Kyle wanting to retaliate, or not retaliate, but defend himself. So Kyle has every right to defend himself. And not even just with a weapon, but in court as well. I would like to see Whoopi Goldberg get knocked off high horse, put back into him, smack him around a few times to see that she's a human wit. She's just as bad as Nancy Pelosi. Everybody that's listening to The View, or everyone on every talk show host that's on TV is, I'm going to say, pure garbage. It's just baby mumble crap.
So what about us hosts?
We haven't really degraded
him. Are we garbage?
Him.
Yeah.
No. Because, A, we haven't degraded him. We've waited for truth more than the ample enough time to gather that evidence, determined that with video evidence and different articles, we obtained enough information for us and ourselves only, knowing that deep down, we're the only people that are probably going to wait, determine this whole thing by whether or not evidence will provide truth in Kyle's word or the other guy's word. We didn't jump to conclusions. We didn't call him out for what he isn't. So, no. But what I'm talking about is like The View, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just all those privileged,
let me ask you this.
Snobs.
Doesn't she almost become a journalist to a degree? Secretary and get some of those potential rights.
Who, Whoopi? No. Whoopi is just a, sorry to say this, but a Whoopi is a mistake that was found by people that don't know what true blue journalism is. She was found to be just running her mouth amok and degrade because of her privilege of who she is. She's the richest person out there.
One of them. I mean, as an actor of color, yeah.
Well, not of her color, but her privilege as being a rich person. A lot of these rich folks think that because they are so rich that they have every right to degrade anybody they want. But when somebody goes after them, then that's just ultimate hate speech, homophobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, or whatever phobia, all this fake phobia baloney that you can find, they're going to make it up. And that's, so with her privilege, she's the richest snob out there. One of the richest snobs out there. Allowed to do this? No, she's not. She's a human being. She should be sued.
Well, I think Joy Behar may be in that line too. But here's the other that you kind of bring up in a story here from the Insider. The Joe Rogan, we've seen that on Spotify, biggest podcast, mysteriously vanished twice after they supposedly, they offered him $1 million or $2 million a year. You know, and they decided to take him off. I guess it's not good to be too conservative, but you can be too, like Joe Rogan, but too liberal, like Goldberg, right?
So what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, Whoopi is running her mouth up all the time. And then because she's liberal, then when you have somebody conservative, like Joe Rogan, you know, even though, let's see,
I never heard Joe Rogan ever call Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. I've never heard Joe Rogan degrade.
But he spotifying him. But I mean, here's the thing. Do you see ABC ever taking Whoopi? I mean, the only time she's been off primarily is because she had COVID for a while. You know, there's like a different standard. Oh, but it wasn't because of because of what she said, really.
Some of it was, yeah. Oh. I mean, there's been, I think, a couple of times, if I can recall, I think she has been knocked off because she runs her dang mouth. And this is the thing. I hate celebrities. I hate these kind of people. They're Satanist, demonic beings. And they're not even human. They're spawns of Satan, including her. She's one big mistake that
now,
ABC
I gotta clarify. You are being sarcastic. That's right.
I am. Yeah. I guess if you want to call it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No.
I mean,
mistake.
I want to say that you're not directly being satanic. I mean, we've got to clarify that.
Atheist. I mean, oops, we can't really call her Satanist because she's an atheist. She doesn't believe in that. So. I mean, sorry, Whoopi. I guess you know. Here's
that's
the thing.
A big Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg, one big fat mistake that NBC picked up because they thought that it would bring views to have a person of color who be part of the conversation. That was the only reason why possible she got hired was A, because
wait
she was
a minute,
person
wait
of color,
are you,
she's a liberal, and she's an atheist. So
you,
all those
well,
things go great with the TV show because guess what? You got a woman of color, which makes it diverse, which they nowadays you got to be very careful with diversion. You got a liberal, which is perfect because it fits her agenda. And number three, it works to her advantage because she doesn't believe in God. So
I've got to clarify that's an allegation because I've heard she is. I'm not sure what religion. Let me look that.
I think she is atheist. Last I checked.
Okay, let's take a look. Not that we want to ever be accused viewing Whoopi Goldberg religion. Let's see. Oh, okay, this kind of, this is according to Google. About her stage surname, she claimed in 2011, my mother, quote, my mother did not name me Whoopi, but Goldberg is my name. It's part of my family, part of my heritage, just like being black. And I just know I am Jewish.
Of course.
It goes on. I practice nothing. I don't go to temple, but I do remember the holidays. Boy, that sounds like her sarcasm. So she's not even practicing any, like you said, any religion. I practice nothing. So that technically makes her an atheist.
That means she's an atheist. She basically, she comes from a Jewish family. And of course, it's right up there, like I said, right up her alley to talk about color, because she's supposedly oppressed. Poor Whoopi people. People like Whoopi are oppressed.
Let's see what her...
No, I'm sorry to say this, but she's the biggest Whoopi in the freaking whole circus running. She's a clown. She just said she doesn't believe in God, so of course, she's going to call somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, a satanic monster or whatever. You know, it's going to have all these evil words.
Her net worth, according to Net Worth Reporter, $45 million, annual estimated salary $5 million a year. Let's look up Kyle Rittenhouse net worth. Here we go. Has an estimated net worth of $50,000. Okay. But here's the thing that's going to be really crazy. Remember that guy from that kid from it was Nashville or Kentucky or somewhere around there, sued, what was it? What did he sue? CNBC and a few others, New York Times, if I'm not mistaken, for facing the Native American who was in his face, and he was accused of being sarcastic and so on. And they called him.
Oh, yeah. At the Trump rally, the Native American guy was doing whatever he was doing. Basically, the Native American dude was looking for a fight. He was looking to get sauce. He knew exactly what he was in that kid's face. And the kid just stood there smirking at him. The kid, A, that if he would touch the guy, then it would be assault first on the kid. The kid knew that he would get assault first. So the Native American just standing there testing him. It's almost like a vain game to them. They always play that, well, it poor me can't be anybody else, but it's the people, it's the fake, you know, white privilege BS that you hear today, and it's stupid. And I got to say, I'm sick of the white privilege word crap.
You know what I'm sick of? Bill Gates. I mean, he was on the, Yahoo and a lot of other news channels saying that there could be either COVID going down or then going back up or something. I don't know. But it's like,
I think COVID is going down.
No, but here's the thing, Romeo. He does not have a degree in medicine, nor research, nor biology. No. So, or not even public policy. So why is, I don't understand, why is he making this pronouncement? He is an intelligent, successful businessman specializing in computers and internet delivery.
Why? Because, again, the rich people have the privilege. Again, the rich privilege that what we would call a public figure. And again, the public figure gets the privilege of being able to run his mouth and say whatever he pleases whenever he wants, just like, you know, Whoopi Cushing Goldberg gets to say whatever the heck she wants. And then all I hear come out of her mouth is flatulence, the same as Bill Gates. I hear flatulence come out of their mouth. It's sickening because they think that they're so high and mighty than everyone else. It's because they're rich and they're famous. It's because that they have the money, and that's what it is nowadays, folks. Money speaks louder than words. Money speaks louder than anything else. So
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say in the long line of the fact that Bill Gates was a long time ago, before he ever was known, was a nobody. Mm-hmm. Just like all the other YouTubers, just like Whoopi Cushing Goldberg, and just like Piggy O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell the Piggy, Miss Piggy. She was nothing before her fame. And when her fame got to being so heavy, just like the guy, all these people, when everyone's famous, they start getting into their mentality in their head that, our opinion is more valid than anyone else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's because of fame. Fame is doing this. This is what I say fame does. It really screws with people's mind. It's like almost a drug, if you will. It's like the adrenaline. It must be that in their head they're getting the feeling that it's okay to
justifiable.
Say whatever they want. yeah. without any repercussion.
Well, it's like, what do you call it? Dr. Vivek Murthy. Dr. Murthy, the Surgeon General of the U.S., him and all his family got COVID. Then we've got, of course, Bill Gates saying COVID's going to be going down and going back up, or whatever the hell he's been saying. And then you have Fauci, according to Reuters, saying it's time to start inching back towards normalcy. I mean, it's no wonder, like National Review said in an article, Biden's approval rating continues to fall as opinions on masking shift. New poll finds. That's something we discussed months ago here and even said, hey, you know, we've been, as sort of a joke, sent the White House communication coaching company links and so on. But again, people are getting sick of them.
And that's another thing is that you noticed that, so I had to put a difference, because when you were talking about Whoopi's flatulence, it about made me have a complete ulcer. Or not an ulcer, but almost
well, you keep
freaking...
You keep doing the dip, you'll get it.
I don't know. But, well, she already looks like one. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people are getting freaking tired of these celebrities. They want these celebrities just to shut up. And, and stay to shut up. It's not like you got your alarm system going off in the background.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
What I was saying was that a lot of people are starting to hate celebrities. These celebrities are getting so cocky. People that have money and power, like Bill Gates or the guy that owned Macintosh, you know, Jeff, Mike Zuckerberg or Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff, whatever his name is, Jack Dorsey from Twitter. All these guys were able to run their mouth because of one reason. They're popular. They're public figures. And honestly, a lot of people are tired of hearing the celebrity. They're tired of hearing them talk about all this COVID crud, all this crap that's going on, because it is a bunch of crack of baloney. A lot of this is what we would consider a smoke screen, is what they're doing. They're using smoke to deter us away from what we really should be paying attention to. They want us to think it's fun and games for the next 3 minutes, but then they realize, you know what? At the end of it all, it's just smokescreen. They're trying to deter us away from the truth.
And that's one thing we won't do. I'm going to go ahead and close the show and thank Romeo Hill for being with us. We're going to play a interesting bit of music on the way out. It's a master mix of the themes for Josh's show, Josh Lipto, usually Mondays, Romeo show on Tuesdays, and mine on Wednesdays, and we will see you later.